plate a potential nugget.
You also say that we live in a frictionless age where the emphasis is on speed learning and the process is often obscured by results. You know, what does that mean in terms of how we should approach learning, Tom? Have you, you know, with everything available on YouTube, has it made it harder for us to embrace high friction learning? What have you observed?
I think so. I mean, there's a certain messaging out there that you know, you don't have to look very far online to find promises of, you know, learn to speak like a native in 6 months or something, you know, which is almost quite impossible. But, you know, I think like everything, we want something to be done quickly. And there certainly are realms where, you know, it is desirable and even possible to learn things more quickly. And there's no reason to artificially delay it. But in my process, because I didn't really have discrete goals, you know, I wasn't trying to simply learn, you know, let's say a new computer system or something. These were things that were open-ended. So I quite purposely didn't really set time or achievement goals. I just wanted to sort of see how far I could get and do a very sort of slow, purposeful learning where I was really paying attention to the whole process, including mistakes and not simply, you know, trying to rush to the next thing, but kind of savoring those mistakes and taking the time to understand them. So, you know, this sort of approach isn't going to work for everyone or in every, you know, condition. But I would urge people to not let the notion of time or goals interfere too much. I use sort of compare it to the process of tourism versus travel. And, you know, you can take a package tour and go somewhere and see an entire city in 48 hours and everything is sort of taken care of for you and you don't have to think much and you just sort of consume everything. Or you could take, you know, a much longer trip that you've arranged yourself. You have might have a loose itinerary, but you mostly are just exploring and seeing what paths you might go down. Mm-hmm. And that was my sort of process in this. And the French, you know, the root of the word travel is travail, from the French, which means pain. So there's, you know, there's a certain amount of struggle that might be involved here, but I think it's very rewarding struggle. And, you know, I don't want to say there's anything wrong with taking a package tour, but, you know, that's just a certain thing. And that is one way to consume an experience. And I would argue, though, that the second way might be more ultimately fulfilling. And I think we can kind of apply that notion to learning.
This is in line with what my guitar teacher tells me in the context of learning a new song. If you need to figure out the chords of a song, it's very easy these days to go to the internet, download the chords and play it blindly. But the pleasure of figuring it out from first principles is quite special, and the learning that comes from it is of a different level. Not to paint with a broad brush here, but if the intent is to pursue slow long-term learning in an area, there's something to be said about the friction and the labor involved and the depth of learning that occurs. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. We've recently started sharing nuggets from the podcast archives on WhatsApp. Just a couple of nuggets a week, one in the middle of the week and one over the weekend. If this would be of interest, do send a message to +91 85914 52129 stating that you're interested, and do add the number to your contacts list. It will help us broadcast this to you seamlessly. I repeat, the number is +91 85914 52129. Thank you for listening.